You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lulu Hartchin, and today I want to talk to you about a game called Baby Adopter. This is a far cry from the usual kind of game that we have. It's a virtual game, a sim game that's played in real time. And in this game, you need to take care of a virtual baby right here in your iPhone. That is, you need to feed the baby and care for it and help it to grow up. You can also earn points by doing this. And with your points, you save up and you buy things for the baby, clothes, shoes, toys and furniture for the baby's room, its bathroom and the rest of the house as well. And then when you go outside, you get a playground, a play centre and a zoo, which is quite good. And it takes a good long while to save up for all the things. Some of these things are very expensive in points, so it can take a good long time to save up to buy all the things the baby needs. This game has been around for about as long as I've had my iPhone, which is a couple of years now. And the reason I'm talking to you about it now is that the game has recently been updated, and the update has included some interesting things, including some really good sound effects. So I thought that I would do this little podcast and show you, those of you who maybe haven't seen it before, how it works. It is a very accessible game, one of the most accessible of the virtual pet, virtual baby games. And it was quite doable at first, and it's just got better and better as time has gone on. And the other good thing is that if you've got your baby and you've got all the things you wanted for it and it's grown as big as you want it and you fancy it's restarting and having another one, then you can do that too. Okay, enough talk. Let's get into the game and see what we do here. So I'm just going to launch it.
Alert. Baby adopter. No baby adopted yet. Okay. Button. Main. Heading.
So it's telling us that there is no baby adopted yet and we're in the main tab. From the main tab, normally, this is where we would feed the baby and get all the relevant information about it, such as its name, its age, what food it ate last, and here we would also see all the food that you could choose to feed it. You'll see that in a moment or two. But here now, we have a choice of babies to adopt, so let's go through them.
No baby adopted yet. Charlie.
Here are the baby's names.
Peter. Tony. Lydia.
Lydia, that is. I've got Karen, and she has an unfortunate tendency to mispronounce things.
Jasmine. Taylor.
That's a boy. I thought Taylor was a girl, but it isn't. It's a boy. Just so you know.
Toby. Dean. Selected. Main. Tab. 1 of 5.
And just before we choose a baby, let's show you the tabs. That's the main tab.
Care. Tab. 2 of 5.
This is the care tab. And there are things in here like change nappy, give a bath, walk to the park, go and see grandma, play with a cat, play with a dog, put in the car seat, swing on the swing, all kinds of things like that. There are lots of care actions. You can care for your baby every 5 minutes, and we'll look at that in a moment or two.
Room, tab, 3 of 5.
This is the baby's room tab. I'll show you that in a moment.
Bath, tab, 4 of 5.
And the baby's bathroom.
More, tab, 5 of 5.
Lots of things in the more tab. We will come back to it.
Bath, selected, main, tab. 1 of 5.
Now, one of the things which is, I think, rather annoying, there are a lot more boys than girls. I prefer girls. So, who shall we have?
Dean, Toby, Taylor, Jasmine, Lydia.
I've had Jasmine recently, so I think we will have Lydia today.
Baby, Lydia.
There
image.
She is. You don't have to stick with that name. Personally, I don't particularly like the name Lydia, and I particularly don't like it the way Karen pronounces it. So, we will change it in a minute or two, and I will show you how to do that. But first of all, let's get the important things done. Lydia needs some food.
Share button.
You can share a photograph of Lydia and also her latest statistics. You can share them on Facebook, on Twitter, on email, on all kinds of places. And it's very easy and accessible to do. I'm not going to do it now, but you can do it if you want to.
Okay, yummy factor, 11.
Now, here are all the foods. I'm just going to go through them.
Ice cream, yummy factor, 14.
It doesn't matter what food you feed the baby. These yummy factors are just factors. They don't score you more or less points if you give one over the other. You just might be interested to know how much a baby will like the things. When you feed a baby, the happy factor goes up. The baby needs to have an energy factor and a happy factor of 30. At the moment, I think the happy factor is naught.
Banana, yummy factor, 9. Apple, yummy factor, 9. Chocolate drink, yummy factor, 14. Egg, yummy factor, 6. Strawberry yogurt, yummy factor, 4. Corn, yummy factor, 10. Carrot, yummy factor, 5. Orange, yummy factor, 9. Healthy milk, yummy factor, 0. Bio yogurt, yummy factor, 1. Pumpkin yogurt, yummy factor, 3. Apple yogurt, yummy factor, 4. Raspberry, yummy factor, 2. Strawberry banana, yummy factor, 2. Cherry yogurt, yummy factor, 3. Pineapple yogurt, yummy factor, 3. Water, yummy factor, 0. Tea, yummy factor, 2.
Those are all the foods. As I said, you can feed the baby once an hour. It won't let you do it any more frequently. And for each feed, you get 25 points. Now, Lydia's only just been born, so we're going to feed her some milk. There is a sound effect for each of these different foods, and it's a different sound effect for most of them. So let's just go find the milk.
Healthy milk. Yummy factor, 0.
The feeding sound is slightly masked because, for some reason, VoiceOver will insist on talking when I double-tap this button. But you still will be able to hear it with a bit of luck. So here goes. We're going to feed the milk.
Baby, Lydia,
image. Look at that. It didn't do it. How wonderful is that? It's really nice of it not to do it for me. So you can hear her sucking her bottle. Really cute. So now, if we go back to the top of this tab, I should be able to give you the information about baby Lydia.
Baby Lydia, 0 days old, score 75 points. Mood, happy, power, 30. Feeding, 0 minutes ago, 60 to wait.
Now what I like to do, so that I can remember to feed her on time, is this. Set timer for 60 minutes.
Setting the timer.
Timer, 59 minutes, 53 seconds.
You don't have to do this if you're doing something else and you've got your life to live. The state of the nation won't collapse if you forget to feed. But if I'm just sitting here reading or doing something, I like to remember to feed the baby once an hour. It's just a nice thing to do. So I always set the timer, which gives a little cheerful bleep when it's done. And then I have to tap it to stop. So while I have my phone in my hand, I then feed the baby, which is quite cool. Now, I just want to have a look here and see.
Baby, Lydia. Image. Last food. Healthy meal. Image.
That's right.
Purchase clothes, 300 points. Button.
She has 75 points. Now, the first thing you can buy for her is clothes for 300 points. It's going to take me quite a while to save up 300 points if I get only 25 points for a feed and 5 points for a care action. Although not as long as you might think if you keep at it. But there is a quicker way, if you don't mind spending a little bit of money to support the developers, to get more points. So let me just show you how you can get more points.
Beth, tab, more, tab. 5 of 5. Selected. More. Tab. 5 of 5.
Here's the More tab. And in here are more rooms, like I told you, that you can decorate with things that you buy with your points when you finish doing the basic rooms.
Lydia. Image. New baby name.
It's asking if we would like to choose a new baby name. And in this case, yes, I would.
New baby name. Text field.
And there's a text field here, which I'm just going to tap to edit.
New baby name. Text field. Is editing.
I'm just going to turn the iPhone around so I can do Braille screen input.
Braille screen input. Landscape. Screen away mode.
And we're going to call her Elizabeth.
Dot six. Capital E. L. I. Z. A. B. B. T. H. Portrait. New baby name. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. Elizabeth. Save. Button. Alert. Baby adopter. New baby name. Elizabeth. Okay. Button. Main. Baby, Elizabeth. Image.
Okay, so we're now back in the main tab. Now, I think the best way to purchase points is to actually go into the room tab here rather than the more tab. There's a cool little sound effect when you go into the baby's room.
Score, 75 points. Crib, 0 points. Image.
You need 0 points for the crib, so let's get that in here straight away.
Crib, 0 points. Purchase. Button.
Well, we're just going to get the crib first anyway.
Main. Heading. Room. Tab. 3 of 5. Selected. Room. Tab. 3 of 5. Changing table. 299 points.
Now we're back in the room tab here. Now we need 299 points for the changing table. We need 300 points for the baby's clothes. She's naked so far. We can't have that. Now here it says...
Purchase points for faster progress through the game. Purchase points will be added to your score. In addition, ads will not be displayed anymore. Image.
Now I'm going to tap on that.
Purchase...
Here we're going to find a list of how many coins we can purchase. Now, you've probably seen things like this before. They start at, in the UK, be £1.49. And they go up. So it's really not terribly expensive. And they don't go up as far as some Facebook in-app purchases go. I think the most expensive I've paid for the really big bundle, I think it's about £5. So I'm not going to make you listen to this, but I'm going to go ahead and purchase some points.
Thank you.
I am £4.49 lighter. It is worth saying that if you reset the game to have a new baby and you have points in hand that you haven't used, you will lose them. You start from 0 points. So it's worth making a note of that. So here we go. Look, I've got something ridiculous like 8,000 odd points. So let's just buy this changing table by way of finishing things off here.
Okay, button. Changing table, 299 points. Image.
There's the picture of the changing table.
Purchase points for faster progress. Purchase button.
Yes, well, I don't want to purchase any more points because I've already purchased some. There's the buy button for the changing table.
Main heading.
And there's the cool little sound that shows me that the changing table is now in the room. Oh, while we're here, let's get these clothes bought.
Baby, Elizabeth, last food, healthy meal, purchase clothes, 300 points. Button. Purchase shoes, 350 points. Purchase shoes, 350 points. Button. Please
and the shoes. There we go. So, for the time being, she has a changing table and a crib and clothes and shoes, and we haven't done a care action, so let's just do that.
Room, tab, care, tab, 2 of 5. Put to bed.
Well, let's put her to bed, shall we?
Selected. Put to bed.
There we go. Then we have the little lullaby sound that shows that she's in her crib. And it's worth saying, even though we can't see them, you get lovely little animations with each care action. They have been very much improved. So it's a cool looking game for any parent to play with their child. It's a lovely little game. I really do like it. It's a cool, cool thing to be able to do. There are so many of these games that have, you know, you can dress a baby or a polar bear or an anything. They are inaccessible because they've just chosen to be made inaccessible. But it shows you that with a little bit of imagination, it can be made accessible and it's very doable. That's my little walkthrough of Baby Adopter. There is a full description of it and, of course, the link for it to iTunes on AppleVis. I really hope that you enjoy it if you play it. And thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.